Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's nobody in hell just because of adultery or fornication or homosexuality or lesbianism or being a pedophile or anything like that. There's nobody in hell just because of that. There's nobody in hell because of being a murderer or a liar or a thief. The Lord has already paid for all of these sins, hasn't He? The Lord has, that's why He hung on the cross. That's why He paid such an awful price. He was paying for adultery. He was paying for all of this stuff. He was paying for murder. He was paying for lying. He was paying for all of that. So anybody in hell, they're not there because of that sin. They're there because they wouldn't receive Jesus. They're there because they wouldn't receive what's already been bought and paid for. So the sin is not the issue. Jesus has taken care of the sin problem. We ought not just be preaching against sin. We ought not be judging folk about sin. It's not the issue. Sinners sin. That's what they do. Right? That's why they're sinners. If they didn't sin, they wouldn't be a sinner. There's a friend of mine from Europe. He did this in his church one day, and I thought it was real humorous. He put some plants in the church. He got some folk off the street. He got some gals with bright orange hair and mini skirts and too tight of clothes. He got some guys that were smoking and cussing and doing a bunch of stuff. He put them in the, just caught them off the street and put them in the bathrooms, and they came in and sat down by the people, and he got up and took his pulpit, and he said, what we need in this church is more short skirts and cussing. We need more smoke in the bathrooms and more drinking in the parking lot. The people looked at him like, what has happened to our pastor? And they're kind of sliding down the pew from some of these folks. And he went on to explain. What do you mean, Pastor? Sinners. We need sinners. Yeah. Right? Sinners. What are sinners going to do? They're going to cuss and smoke in your bathroom. They're going to smoke dope in your bathroom. Yeah. Right? They're going to get high. They're not going to look exactly like you think maybe they should look. But what? People, God came for the lost. Yeah. Jesus died for the ungodly.
Yeah.
And they qualify.
Yeah.
Right? This fellow that I'm sitting beside, is his drunkenness, his foul language, his womanizing, is that really the biggest issues with him?
No.
What's his problem? Doesn't know God. Right? It's about relationship. He does not know God. So me talking about drunkenness, me talking about adultery, is missing the mark. Right? Do you see how many people do it, though? They just miss the mark. Christians, they ride their loved ones about their lifestyle, and it's not the issue. You get people to God, they get to loving God, they get to growing up in God, this stuff will just begin to fall off. It'll just begin to fall to the side. Let God deal with them as they're able to handle it, and they'll grow. And he's waiting on me to jump on the condemnation bandwagon. He said, yeah, I know. Mama raised me better than this. And he got quiet. He just kind of sat there with his head down. I said, brother, that's not really the issue. None of that. I said, let me tell you what's the most important thing to me. Most important thing to me is that I know God. He is real to me. Just like my parents or my wife. He's real to me all day long. I know Him. I don't see Him, but I know Him. And I begin to talk about how real God could be to you, how He helps you. And I mean, it wasn't just a few minutes. He teared up. He said, I want to know Him like that. See, everybody does. Everybody that's away from God, their heart's crying out. I said, it's easy. It's easy. Jesus has already paid the price for all your mistakes and failures. All you got to do is just say, Lord, I receive you. Save me. I believe in you. Help me. Right? We're in the ministry of reconciliation. Go to 2 Corinthians. Let me read this. I think I'm closing. 2 Corinthians. Do you like this? Oh, I do. Is this important? So important. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. So many people avoid preachers. They avoid church. They avoid Christians because they figure all they're going to get is condemnation and judgment. And the thing is, they already feel bad about it. Most of the time, they don't need to tell somebody that they're messed up. They know they're messed up. They don't need that pointed out. They need answers. How do I get to God? How do I get this straightened out? We should be able to help them. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, new creation. Old things are passed away. We just got through reading that he that converts a sinner from his error hides a multitude of sins. It's all gone. Didn't the Lord say their sins, their iniquities, I will not mention to them. And I'll not remember them. Right? Is that true? It's all gone. It's all passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are of God. Who has what? Reconciled us to himself. See, we were at enmity with him. We were out with him. But through Christ, we've been reconciled, made at one, restored to harmony and peace with God. He's reconciled himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us what? What do we have? Is every Christian called to this ministry? Somebody said, well, I don't know that I have a ministry. You got one right here. Every believer is supposed to be in this ministry. Amen. The ministry of reconciliation. Amen. We've talked about this before. You just show people that you care. Be a friend to people. Don't try to preach. Don't try to push scriptures off on them. Just be a friend. Show them you care. Be a help them. Love on them. Get in your pocket. Buy them some new clothes. Make a payment for them. Do what the Lord, you understand what I'm saying? Love on them. And be a friend. Because so many times, people, the friends they have are not real friends. They're fair weather friends. I mean, they're there as long as you got money. As long as you'll help me party. And when the drugs are gone, they're gone. The money's gone, they're gone. They don't have real friends. But when they find somebody that'll love them, not because what they can do for them, but just love you because I love you. And ask nothing in return. Nobody's got too many of those kind of friends. Right? And after a while, they'll begin to know, why are you the way you are? Why is your home and your marriage? And you can introduce them to your best friend. Yes. Amen. Right? Amen. Who is the reason why you are the way you are. Amen. That they could be reconciled. He's given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. We got the ministry of reconciliation, and we've got the word, the message of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. We're his representatives. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. What would Jesus say to him? I'm sitting on that airliner, and that man sitting there, you know, drunk and cussing. If Jesus was sitting in that chair, what would he have said to him? What did Jesus say to the woman at the well? Here's a woman whose life is a mess. She has been married and divorced and 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 living with somebody now. She's not respected, but she's at the well at the wrong time of the day probably. Why? Because of embarrassment and other women don't fellowship with her. Jesus didn't talk to her about that. What did he talk to her about? Living water. Living water. What is that? Being born again and drinking the water of life. Right? Is that reconciliation? Getting to God. Getting to know Him. Getting fellowship with Him. That's our ministry. That's our message. Right? Now, I know maybe I'm sounding redundant, but listen, friend. Stop preaching condemnation. Stop judging. Stop harping on people about their sin. Stop. Someone said, well, it's sin. Yeah, it is. Haven't you ever sinned? See, people, well, I've never done that. Is it so different in God's eyes? If you failed, if you've missed it, you've sinned. You ever heard people say, how could they do that? How could they do that? Well, how did you? Acting like you've never sinned. You know exactly how they did it. You've done it many, many times. Right? Don't be a hypocrite. Sure you know. No. Somebody said, well, I'm not blind. I see it. Well, sure you do, but you're not supposed to call everything you see. You're not supposed to talk everything you know. When you really walk in love, people will think you're naive. I've had people ask me before, they say, Brother Keith, didn't you see that? That guy that was talking to you, didn't you see that? I said, what? They said, well, he was doing this and he was doing that. I said, really? Sure, I saw it. What does it matter? People think they have the gift of discernment. Because they can discern faults in people's lives. I perceive that sin. I also read about something called fault finding. And that doesn't seem to be a spiritual gift. And it's amazing that these people had turned those powerful sin discernments on themselves once in a while. They'd get a whole revelation, wouldn't they? Love covers multitude of sin. Love could just look past all the junk. I mean, it's glaring. It's all right here. But it looks past all that, and it'll just push you aside and say, boy, I see a jewel in there. I see a diamond in the rough. I see somebody. How many understand? The meanest, roughest person that you could talk about, get them to Jesus. Get them saved. Get them full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the love of God. Full of the Word of God. Be one of the best friends you ever had. Be one of the most wonderful people you've ever been around. Right? Just take yourself, for example. Note the difference in your life, right? Some of you, we would not have liked to have been around before. Right? But look at you now. You're so wonderful and good looking.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.